Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is Butt Plug Training, from zero to heroic fucking. The first time I did this, I was alone. I've done lots of unusual sexy things on my own, from self-bondage with tight corsets to masturbation challenges and anything else that might keep my horny mind entertained. But few things have felt quite as unusual as lying on my side on the bed, one hand rummaging behind me, and sliding a plug into my arse in the name of butt plug training. Let me explain. I'm a bit crap at anal. Pun not intended, but unavoidable. I used to adore anal sex, and at the start of my current relationship, anal was a staple. But recently I've struggled with it. It's a girth issue, you see. When I haven't been fucked in the ass for a while, my tolerance for it goes down. And although my mind is still more than willing, my flesh is weak and unable to take a decent pounding. Hence the butt plug training. I'd read about it before, the idea that you could increase your tolerance by wearing butt plugs around the house or on the bus or to pop to the shops. I'd heard that if you do this thing alone, when there's no pressure to perform or take more than you're comfortable with, you can gradually ratchet up your tolerance so that by the end of your butt plug training, you'll be riding thick cock with the best of them. That's what led to me lying on my side on the bed, right hand covered in lube and a frown of concentration on my face, trying to slide a butt plug inside me for the first time in many months. Butt plug training stage one, the equipment. There are very few types of physical training that you can do without equipment. Even running requires decent trainers, and in my case, both a sports bra and a normal bra worn one on top of the other. For butt plug training, though, I'm lucky to already be furnished with an embarrassment of riches. The first plug I chose was the Electrostim Silicon Noir Rocker butt plug, in small, obviously. Chosen because not only was it slim, but it could also be hooked up to an Electrostim flick pack and used to send shivery electric sensations wherever it touched my skin. What can I say? I might have started cowering at the thought of massive butt plugs, but I'm always game for some mild electrocution. By this point, I'd already decided it was important to have a plug that did more than just sit there. Alongside this, I also had not one, but three fantastic butt plugs provided by Godemiche, g-silicone.com if you want one of your own. There were two sparkly purple ones in small and technically medium but fairly ambitious for me sizes, as well as a butt plug called the Apex, which is very pretty and unusually shaped. Fun fact, the Apex was designed by sex writers who came to Eroticon 2017, where Godemiche did some live market research and sculpted it out of clay. It has a special place in my heart, as well as, naturally, my arse. Alongside all of these plugs, I had lube. Lots and lots of lube. Butt plug training stage two, the montage. Every good training regime needs a montage, right? For mine, I want you to imagine a lot of different shots of my own face, grimacing with concentration as I try to angle plugs to slide them into my arse. Picture me testing out different positions, lying on my side on the bed, bending over in front of a mirror, half kneeling, half squatting on the floor with one hand reaching round to lube up my arse while gripping a butt plug between my teeth before it goes in. And finally, the one that worked most easily, lying on my back on the bed with my ankles by my ears, the way I only usually lie if I'm getting fucked, leaving both hands free to work the plug inside. It's not easy, this, and it hits home to me just how rarely I've ever done it. I can't remember many times in my life where I've put the butt plug in myself, I remember vividly the first time I put one in someone else, and I remember many occasions when dudes have put them in me, but when I consider doing it to myself, I draw a blank. It must have happened, surely. I can't believe that I, a massive fan of butt plugs, would only ever have had them inserted by a lover, as if I were too important to perform this task myself and required help from some sort of anal butler. But during my montage, my brain draws a blank. And all the while I'm thinking about this, what I'm definitely not doing is feeling particularly sexy. Butt plug training stage 3, the doubt. Here's the thing, I don't have a particular desire to use butt plugs on my own. The thought of it doesn't fill me with lust. I get why many people do, especially those of you with prostates, but for me the main point is to use them when I'm with someone. I want to feel the combination of a plug in my ass and a cock in my cunt and get that delicious, stretched, filled up sensation. I want to hear my partner call me a good girl if I can take a glass butt plug, or hear the guttural moan in the back of his throat if I can take his full dick without squirming. On my own, though, this feels odd. I managed to get the smallest glittery butt plug in, next the Electrostim one, and with each of them I try to spend a little time just sitting with it, existing in this butt-plugged-up state, walking around the house a little so I can feel the plug nudging at my insides, or bouncing on the bed, because I'm 34 years old and I own this bed, I'm allowed to bounce on it if I fucking well want to. At one point, I even attempt a brief stroll to the corner shop. I don't make it further than the pavement because I'm nervous, and there are people at the bus stop down the road. As soon as I turn out of my front door, I'm accosted by visions of the plug slipping out as I shuffle past them, prompting whispers and pointing and cries of, "Why has that girl from number 10 gone bright red and started waddling?" So I pretend I was just arranging the bins before chickening out and slipping back inside the house. I very much enjoy wanking with them in, and I also spend some happy moments zapping my insides with electricity while I'm wearing the rocker, but most of the time it feels like there's something missing. Or more accurately, someone. The hardest thing about butt plug training is I'm not used to using butt plugs as a solo item. For me, they've mostly been a tool to use during partnered sex. My happiest butt plug memories are ones that include other characters. "You can take this. Go on. Get this plug inside you so I can feel it on my dick." He pressed hard against the butt plug, and just as it pops into my ass, he comes with deep and powerful force right inside my cunt. "Oh, that's it. Good girl." You know the sort of thing. So it's at this point that I realise I've forgotten the most important aspect of any butt plug training regime, the reward. Butt plug training stage 4, the reward. "What's my forfeit if I lose this round?" I ask him, and he grins. We're playing another game of sex forfeit Magic the Gathering, where the winner of each round gets to pick a hot forfeit for the loser to perform. We both know what I want my forfeit to be, and there's no way he's going to pass up this opportunity. I'm already squirming a little as I sit cross-legged on the carpet, with the small, sparkly butt plug sitting snugly inside my ass. "The next size up," he says. "The longer one. You're going to slide it in, put your knickers back on, mix me a margarita, and then we'll play again." "And if I lose again?" He smiles and starts to shuffle his cards. We both know that upstairs on the bed he's laid out a smorgasbord of sex toys, most of our butt plugs, a couple of dildos, and a big bottle of lube to go with them. Earlier in the evening, I spent a bit of time performing the oddly satisfying douching ritual, and now I'm ready to take whatever he can give me. My previous forays into butt plug training have erased the nervousness I'd normally feel about it and instead been replaced with excitement. So, naturally, I lose both games. And then another, and another. By the time we're ready to stop playing, having a butt plug inside me feels so natural that the pressure it puts on the inside of my ass comes as a genuine surprise when he starts to fuck me. I'm bent over the sofa, naked from the waist down, cunt aching with that delightful tension that comes at the end of an evening full of play. He presses the head of his cock against the entrance to my cunt and points one firm hand on the base of the bigger plug to anchor it in position when he enters. By this point, I'm not just moaning, I'm keening. That's how badly I want his dick. And as his cock slides in, I can feel the butt plug filling me up and stretching me out. I know that if I hadn't had the practice, I'd be panting and begging him slower. But as it is, I'm begging in the other direction. Faster, harder, get it all in. Please, 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 just fuck me as hard as you can. He slams into me, making sure to keep pressure on the plug as he does it. He can feel it pressing against his cock, the firm silicone rubbing through the walls of my cunt to make everything tighter, fuller, more intense. Meanwhile, I'm scratching at the fabric of the sofa with hands that I can no longer control, savouring the way I can feel every single inch of his dick as it slips in and out. It's not that the butt plug itself is causing these sensations, it's the combination. Dick plus plug plus vigorous fucking plus the joy of having done it so easily thanks to all my hard work. Having built up, from small through medium to still technically medium but ambitious for me, the pleasure isn't just in how the butt plug feels. It's in knowing that every single stroke of that fuck is an achievement that I worked towards. It's the difference between the way a pint tastes at 5 o'clock after a lazy day and how it tastes at the end of a hike up to the top of Ben Nevis. When I come, I tell him, wait, I yell at him, fuck, I'm coming, don't stop, don't fucking stop. Because the force that's building in my cunt feels so strong that I'm convinced I'll push the plug out and his dick along with it. So when I come, he grips my hips with the other hand and plunges into me harder, forcing his way past the muscles that are contracting in my cunt and making sure that when I reach the climax, I've got something really solid to clench around. I worked so hard for this. And I can't think of a better way to be rewarded. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Support the project on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. Or head to girlonthenet.com/sextoys if you would like to purchase any of the butt plugs mentioned in this piece. There are discount codes.